You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Heard Wasteland Riders with Fire from their upcoming Speed Rock and Roll EP. It's going to drop May 16th. Watch out for these Spaniards. They are ripping. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. With me as always, my co-host Randall Thor. Randall, how you be?
I be good. I have a new microphone. Hopefully it translates well through Skype and also through whatever service we're using for the podcasts, so I don't sound like a nerd who says that he does your mom on Call of Duty.
You might still sound like a nerd, just not that particular nerd.
Right, at least I have, you know, at least some audio quality to back me up a little bit, you know, actually bring out the bass of my voice versus just the typical Xbox Live microphone headset.
Oh, that's a really high fidelity. He might actually be banging my mom.
You're right, watch out.
Speaking of which, happy Mother's Day.
Do what?
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I hope everyone who is hearing this did not forget yesterday and called your mother, sent her flowers, or as I'm going to be doing in a couple hours from recording, going to get Italian with my mother.
Italian food. Oh wait, we can't. I forgot. We discussed that weeks ago. Our Italian accents are terrible.
Our accents are incredible, is what you meant to say. Yeah. We are. Who's that really bad comedian with the puppets? Jeff, I kill you.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, we're definitely better than him.
Yeah, that guy. You know what? Fuck him. Moving on. In something else that's completely horrible, same vein, you mentioned that you went to a concert this weekend.
Oh, God. So my friend, about since October, her mom, for her birthday, got her tickets to see Megadeth. And that's her favorite band of all time.
It's a good choice. So, I like Megadeth.
Yeah, I like Megadeth. They have a couple really great albums and a handful of good albums as well. But so I said, yeah, sure. She wanted me to go with her because she doesn't have any friends around Charlotte that, you know, are really into heavy metal at all or would have a good time at the concert. So I agreed. I said, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to see Megadeth again. The only time I've ever seen Megadeth, they played Countdown to Extinction all the way through, and I'm not a big fan of that album. So it was really awesome to see them, but it was also Countdown to Extinction, so...
Yeah, that's a little disappointing. They've got a lot of really great songs across their entire discography, so feel a little cheated.
Yeah, it was some kind of 25th anniversary. It was some kind of anniversary show. I don't know, but they played Holy Wars at the end, then went home. So, anyway, so this time it's getting closer to the date, and I realized, wait, when did you say the date was? And she showed me the date, and I realized she got tickets to see them at Carolina Rebellion. Now, for those of you who are well off and fortunately ignorant of this festival, it is basically Poserfest, as far as I'm concerned. It is every big Monster Energy style band you've ever imagined times 12, and that's all there is. So this year on the lineup of bands that I hate, they had Trivium, Lamb of God, Audiotopsy, all these horrible, awful bands.
Audiotopsy?
I saw Audiotopsy. I will say this about them. Their bass player is so happy looking, and he's just like, he looks like he's late 30s, early 40s, and I just want to be his friend. But the band is terrible.
I'm so far removed from this entire scene. I've never even heard of that band in my life.
Yeah, not Autopsy. That would be amazing, but Audiotopsy, and they're just generic radio hard rock. Anyways, what was so extremely fun about the festival is, hey, I got to see Anthrax and Megadeth. That they ruled. They killed it. It was a lot of fun. But what is amazing was the people watching. So you're thinking all these tough guy wannabe redneck hardcore dudes who think they're evil because they listen to Lamb of God albums every now and then, or they think they're evil because they heard a Slayer song once and they have Slayer tattoos because they thought Raining Blood was really cool. This is the kind of people who go to this festival, right?
So self-described heavy metal fans that haven't heard a new band in 20 years.
Yep. Oh, well, they have heard new bands. They love Trivium. They love Lamb of God. And Lamb of God's relatively new compared to what they normally listen to, which is nothing. But it was amazing. I'm used to going to Maryland Death Fest or Prog Power, and you kind of get used to the type of people you see. So at Maryland Death Fest, you see tons of true metalheads wearing leather and denim and spikes and patches. And, you know, it's totally mockable because, you know, oh, look how unique we are. We're all wearing black with patches and aviators. Yep. Never saw that one coming. And then Prog Power is your typical prog dad, so their band shirts tucked into their cargo shorts with white New Balances. And you can't talk crap on those dudes. I thought they were going to be hilariously bad, awful. The after parties with them were the best parties I've ever been to. They're wonderful people. They just have no fashion sense at all. But this one, so me and my friend Chelsea, we went in there, and we had made a few things to look out for. So the shirtless guy who's not even sweaty everywhere, just no shirt because I'm a man, look at my chest, and they're not even ripped most of the time. I've seen more ripped guys at Maryland Death Fest, which is really surprising because of how nerdy you have to be to just be into stuff that Maryland Death Fest plays. But tons of dudes, just dudes, no shirt, generic crappy tribal tattoos, etc. We were looking for tons of girls in bikini tops with the short jeans because we figured they'd be everywhere, and they were.
Please tell me that at least some of them had the Rebel flag bikini top.
I don't remember if I saw anyone. I saw an American flag one. But there were plenty of Confederate flags there. My favorite part, though, was the edgy little cringe lords, or I should say cringy little edge lords, who would wear bandanas over their faces, and most of them had the typical skull. Like, I don't know, they just are idiots and whatever. But my favorite, by far, people wearing full face masks, like they were Slipknot or something. And these guys are just walking around with masks on. And it's 80 degrees, and the sun's beating down. And it's 80 degrees, it's not hot, but you know what I mean. They're just wearing masks, just walking around like, what? I don't know. This is so bad. It was, and actually one of my friends was there, and he walked up to me wearing an Anonymous mask.
And why I was like, is he your friend? Why are you friends with that kind of person?
Oh, I made fun of him for it. Don't worry. I was like, dude, why are you wearing that mask? You're way cooler than that. Come on. And he was also shirtless, but he is actually pretty muscular, so he can get away with it. That's fine. Mm. But it was cool to see him. But, I mean, it's not music I'm into. Many of you have heard me say multiple times, music is subjective. You should listen to what you enjoy. But if the terrorists had targeted that stadium, I would not have been disappointed.
Well, you would have been dead as well.
Which also, like I said, I would not be disappointed.
Fair enough. Somebody's been following Nihilist memes on Facebook.
Eat Arby's.
All right. That was fun. We should probably play some more music. I imagine I'm sick of hearing us talk about poser music.
I mean, that's what you listen to half the time anyways. Oh, not really. You don't. You're good.
You have no idea what my Spotify playlist looks like. Anyway.
Yeah, let's play some music. Y'all are tired of us by now,
so,
I'm sure.
I would guess that, you know, this being a fairly underground metal blog, people like bands like, I don't know, Def? That seems like a pretty big touch point for folks.
So, yeah, I can say some things about Death, and people would probably be excited about that.
Yeah, so what if basically there was a new band that started in 2015 and wanted to create nothing but Death worship? Oh, wait, that happened.
I think a lot of people would be excited about that.
Yeah, we've got right now a new track from Gruesome. This is Raped by Darkness from Dimensions of Horror.
Yeah.
was Gruesome with Raped by Darkness from Dimensions of Horror, out May 20th on Relapse.
So that's a good track. Anybody who actually just loves old school death metal, no frills, no modern influences, you're going to like this. It's got a lot of that old school late 80s death metal style, lots of thrash influence as well, but with modern production, of course. I love their last album. It's really solid. I know a lot of people don't like it because it is quite predictable. It sounds like everything everyone's already done from the 80s. But I like that because I want more of that. As soon as you hear the first 5 seconds, though, you already know what the rest of the song is going to sound like. If you love it, you're going to love it. If you don't like it, you might not like it. I'd say definitely give it a shot, though, if you have not listened to Gruesome before. Solid death metal. There's a lot of Possessed influences in this track specifically, which makes sense considering Gonzalez, their guitarist, is also part of Possessed. So, kind of obvious there, if you ask me. But, yeah, definitely check this track out. Definitely check this album out. And I don't think you'll be disappointed.
I've got no complaints with this track or with this album. It's you know, serviceable death metal. It's, you know, bread and butter type stuff. I think that what we ought to do, though, is we need to make a note and talk about real music. Do you want to talk about...
Oh, no. Yeah. Are you going to do what I think you're going to do right now, Joe?
I think that we need to talk about something that just we don't give enough attention to because you all suck and you like boring music. We need to talk about Slam.
Oh, God.
You guys, Catalepsy has a new record coming out, and if you don't know what that means, you suck. This is a definite change-up for the band. If you were to listen to the early material of Catalepsy, you've got... Oh, just it's so ignorant, and it's so moshable, and everything's fun. But it seems the band is up their game a little bit, and it's moving from straight slam to something approaching tech death. Not normally my cup of tea, but Catalepsy seem to do it just fine. Let's go ahead and get right into this. Critical Black Mass from Gravenous Hour by Catalepsy.
Yeah.
Out May 27th on Unique Leader Records, Gravenous Hour. That was Catalepsy with Critical Black Mass, which is probably not about a group of bicyclists getting out in the middle of the road and really fucking shit up. I could be wrong, though.
It's also probably not about a group of corgis playing in a field full of flowers. Just a wild guess, though. They could be throwing a curveball to us here.
Do they do Critical Mass in your part of the world?
Not sure. I'm sure there's some sciencey stuff going on. There are some nuclear power plants around the area.
Critical Mass is a thing that bicyclists do once a month, where they all band together to take up the entire road, give the finger to cars, and otherwise vandalize vehicles. It's awesome.
I am really disappointed you brought that up, because they don't do that here yet, and I hope they don't get that idea from anybody.
Well, hey, you could start your own.
Let's not.
You know, as I mentioned before, it's not quite slam. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's a single slam in Critical Black Mass, but for some reason this track is still really grooving me. It's closer to tech death or perhaps brutal death, but it still satisfies that idiot part in my skull. What do you think?
I mean, I somewhat enjoyed it. I think the drums were way too triggered and loud for me personally. For instance, there was a guitar solo, I think, towards the middle of the track that I really wanted to hear, and I couldn't really hear it. All I could hear is clickety-clickety-clickety over everything else. And, you know, I know most of the riffs, you know, this is brutal death metal slam style, tech death, whatever. I know most of the riffs are basically them just chugging away endlessly on the lower frets, nothing above 5 or 6. But, you know, I would have liked to hear a little bit more of that, but the drums just don't kind of overpower everything.
I'm honestly not sure why they make guitars with, you know, more than 5 frets. It seems like a waste.
It depends on what genre you're playing, I guess. But if I were in a brutal death metal band, I would just give my lead guitarist a, you know, a regular guitar, and then my rhythm guitarist, nope, you get 5 frets. You're done. Sorry. 2 strings, maybe? 3? Power chords, I guess?
If I recall, there was kind of a trend in the late 90s, early 2000s with nu metal, where bands would just, you know, use 3 or 4 strings on the guitars. Seems like Max Cavalera did that, the presidency of the United States of America. I don't know, maybe Crazy Town or some shit.
I have no idea what you're actually talking about. And Albus is jumping on me, so whatever. That last sweepy guitar solo in the track is really awesome, and the sense of melody is really top notch, honestly. That was definitely the highlight of the track for me. I could actually hear that guitar solo. I mean, if you're into brutal death metal or tech death and want something heavier, then this is perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavy, it's good, enjoy it, or don't. I don't care, I'm not a cop.
Do what you want, man, whatever. We're not here to tell you what to do or time to go to bed.
Yeah, you're a grown man, you can do what you want. You want ice
cream?
You can, yeah, that too. Or, you know, whatever you want to be. You want to have ice cream for breakfast, you do you.
I did this morning.
Really?
No, I made that up. But I did eat a whole pizza again today.
Oh, man. Like, have you seen a doctor recently?
No. It was a personal pan pizza, if it makes you feel better. It wasn't like a whole large pizza, which I can do that too.
Anything's a personal pan pizza if you believe hard enough.
Well, this is actually what is considered by normal humans a personal pan pizza, not a, I really believe this is a personal pizza.
Well, okay, we're off to a better start then.
Yes, I'm doing better. I'm lowering my pizza size, lowering my pizza intake. So, you know, I guess I'm getting healthier.
Yeah, sure. That sounds like science to me.
Yeah, totally.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and say we got one more track. How about that?
I think we have time for another track. I mean, you know, because I'm totally in charge here, right?
Right. Well, what if totally. I told you this last track we've got is sick, like with 12 cues?
I mean, I would feign ignorance because I totally have not heard this track before. What do you have for me, Joe?
I've got a band straight out of Austin, Texas, a.k.a. the greatest city in the United States. Don't move here, please. This is...
Now, whoa, greatest city?
I mean, what are the other options?
You make a good point, I suppose.
Like, what are other cities in general? I don't really know the United States very well. I'm not a geologist.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's New York City on the East Coast somewhere, and that's big and has people there.
Yeah, it seems like it's full of Wall Street types that crush everybody else out, so...
And lots of crappy post-black metal bands, which, you know, yeah. They never stop churning those out, and they all suck.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Not all of them, I should say that.
I hear that St. Vitus is a cool venue, and I hear that they have good bagels. So, I mean, those are 2 points in their favor, but everything
Well,
else
speaking
seems
of
pretty rough.
pizza, New York City definitely makes the best pizza. And if you're from Chicago, you do not eat pizza. That is not a style of pizza. That is a casserole. Stop it.
I am inclined to agree with you, which is a weird feeling.
Isn't it great?
Chicago pizza is an abomination. Here's something I'm going to throw at you, though. Detroit-style pizza, pretty fucking good.
I haven't had it. I'll have to try sometime.
There is one thing that none of those cities have, only Austin has, and that is the band Uruk. In just a little bit, on June 6th, Uruk is going to be releasing their EP Battle Hymns, of which this song, Belegruth, comes from.
It's a pretty fantastic song. The guitars are loud, really awesome black metal. A little bit of death metal influence, maybe, and a riff or two here and there. But overall, the bass is just way up in the mix, and it really supports the rhythm guitar. So every time it's riffing and the kick drum's syncopated with it, or not syncopated, but in line with it just kills. It crushes. It's awesome. Very heavy sounding. And I like the way, if you pay attention, the opening and closing riff are the same. They kind of have a ABA structure going on there, where A is the opening and closing, and B is the other 5 minutes of the song or whatever. Awesome track. I'm really looking forward to this EP.
Well, let's listen to it then. Is there something else
Well,
you wanted to tell us?
I would like to sign us out for once because I've never done it.
Do it.
I'm Randall Thor, and as always, with me here is my co-host, Joe Thrashing Kill, and enjoy Uruk. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, everybody.
listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.